This is Passport to Texas. Since adding a Pokemon guide to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine app, the publication's art director, Nathan Adams, and his sons have spent a lot of time in Texas state parks.
So every day when I come home, my boys, who are 6 and 10, they want to see what's been added to the app, what new parks have been added. And as they flip through the app on my iPad or my iPhone, then I get a laundry list of here's where we have to go this weekend.
Through augmented reality, the Pokemon Go app by Niantic Inc. populates the outdoors with creatures suited to their locale. Texas Parks and Wildlife's guide helps to find them in Texas state parks.
They're tied to geographic locations. So if there's a lot of water in a park, for example, then more water-type Pokemon would be there. If there's a lot of rocks in the park, then you'd have more rock-type Pokemon. So what you'd find at, say, Waco Tanks is going to be very different than what you'd find at McKinney Falls.
Parks can harbor some rare Pokemon, but that's not all.
More than that, going to the park lets you encounter non-virtual creatures who are stunning and beautiful in their own right and are not pixelated. My children refer to it as Pokemon IRL or Pokemon in real life, where suddenly it's like, hey, Dad, what is that? And it's caused them to look at other things. It's caused them to be outside more.
Download the Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine Pokemon app for free from the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and get outside. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.